Hello and welcome to today's episode, episode 203. Thank you for listening yet again. First of all, I want to say a big thank you for the previous episode. There were a lot of plays. That was with the guest Will Clucas. I'm happy that he was on. And in this episode, as you can see from the title, I wanted to share some ways in which people lie to you. Now, who are they? Alright, they could be a mixture of things. For a lot of people today, it's probably social media, technology, but it can also be your friends, family, work colleagues, which is why you need to be so careful. But there are 10, or at least multiple lies, which you're being told by other people, which I've learned through my journey. And I want to share with you so that you can get a bit of a head start, and it may help you in many ways if you want to start a business or just improve your life in general. Okay, the first lie that they tell you is that failure is a bad thing. I've been doing some testing with learning about investing and whatnot. I've been doing this, I've been more heavily focused on it for a year now. And one thing I've realized is that a lot of my trades lose, right? I lose quite a big amount of my trades. And when you first think that, you would think, well, if you're losing a lot of trades, then you shouldn't trade. And across most subjects of the world, that would make sense. But investing is completely different, because investing is about how much you're willing to risk, when you enter the market and why, and when you decide to close out and why. And if you understand that, then you instantly and you know what criteria to look for, you have a greater advantage compared to anyone else. And so I may lose the majority of my trades, but the trades that I win are very big, and they make my losses seem insignificant. And that could be with other things as well. Maybe you're trying to date, maybe you're trying to get a girlfriend, and you may ask out 100, and 90 of them may say no, 10 of them may say yes, and then 5 of them may be kind of interested, then you'll have one or two who are like very interested. And there you go, out of asking 100 girls, you've gotten a girlfriend, right? Yeah, you've gone for a lot of effort, but your effort has shown the result. And I would say that's also a second lie they tell you. The second lie they tell you is that you either you got it or you don't, right? It comes down to your belief systems, right? So some people have certain privileges over others, and that gives them the edge to gain success in various areas. And yes, that privilege does give them the edge, there's no doubt in that, but it doesn't mean that you can't achieve something. Right, if you test things out, if you try things out, if you apply your knowledge efficiently, you can achieve high amounts of levels. Right, it just depends how bad you want it, first of all. And the second part is how much effort you're willing to put in. And I would also say, how accurate is that effort, which comes down to quality. Because you want to make sure that your wins are good. You don't just want any win, you want good wins. You only want to take very good trades. You only want to look for the very best partner, or you only want to look for the very best business idea. If you don't have that, then you're wasting your own time and you're making it harder for yourself. Therefore, the idea is to make sure that you have a concept in your mind of what is the best quality you're looking for, how far you're willing to go to get it. And the third most important part is, can you control your emotions? Right, so do you get upset when you fail? Do you get angry? Do you stop? Are you resilient? These things, I believe, are very, very important. And I've learned that through my journey, and I still have a lot of more learning to go. Okay, the third lie they tell you is that, I think I mentioned it before, but is that you have time. One of the speakers who I like, but I also disagree with, is Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary V says, and you've most likely heard him on Instagram. He always say that if you're in your 30s and your 40s and you still haven't figured your life out, you're wrong. Like, you don't need to figure your life out then. And I understand what he means, because it's about having an optimistic mindset, but you can also have an over-optimistic mindset. And the problem with that is that, yes, you can be in your 30s and 40s, but you have to look at other important circumstances, which most would have, and if you want to have, you definitely have to consider. For example, if you want to have kids or family, or that you already have a job, you have to prioritize that as well. Or you have to, you know, your bills you have to pay for, your food you have to pay for, you have memberships you have to pay for. All these things collide and do make it very difficult, right? So you have to be very, very, very careful with how you use your time. And there's a antidote and a strategy to that, which is that whatever tasks you have for the day, complete them all first. Then you can have your fun, whether that be watch a film or spend time with loved ones or have a nice snack or go on your console. I actually think you should have that system, because it makes it more motivating. If you know there's a reward for your success, especially when you put the work in, you're not going to feel tired. You're not going to feel... It's not going to drain you, because sometimes you can do too much work and it can drain you. You can also have a perspective, which very few do, but it can be helpful, where you become so inspired by this idea, this ideal person you want to be, that you're not really concerned with the reward. The reward for you is putting in the work and seeing yourself evolve. That's your satisfaction. I think that's a really good idea, especially for long term. If you want to grow and become this ideal self, your true highest self, as Maslow would say, you should go for it. You should definitely aim for it, and you should work towards it. Okay, fourth lie. Life is all about experiencing the pleasure. Often people of my age are told that you should go clubbing, you should party, you should make the most out of it, you should go to all these holidays. And as mentioned just now, I do think it's important to have a reward for your hard work. But I do think you have to sacrifice quite a bit when you're young. Right? You have to take more risks, much higher risks when you're young compared to when you're older. Right? Because you only have one chance of being young. And in those years, there's a lot of things that can distract you. There's a lot of pointless things that can get away with your attention. And if you're not aware of it, or if you don't control it, it can really damage your life. So you need to be very, very serious about that. And if you're not serious about that, then you will undoubtedly experience very tough times and make it more difficult for yourself. Therefore, being able to be humble, be honest, be resilient, be focused when you're young and sacrifice a bit of time of not having luxury, even though you really want it, will benefit you tenfold in 5-10 years down the line. I've got a friend who is essentially almost like a teacher to me, because he's very successful. And he said that, you know, I'm in my 40s and I retired when I was 30. And he said that, you know, I've been able to have over a decade now of just living my life, being free and having my own time to myself. And, you know, the people who disagreed with him, the people who said, oh, it's pointless putting in all this work and putting in all this effort, it's not going to work, and think they know it all, are the same people who are still in the 9-to-5 job, dreading it, and, you know, having to pay bills or have a wife that they don't want to be with and are struggling, all because of very short-term thinking they made when they were young. And that's also the fifth lie of the day. The fifth lie is that, you know, there's not really any things that can make you happy long term. It's all short term. Therefore, things like sex, you know, tasty food, films, gaming. But reality, long term, is much, much better. Things such as finding love, or growing your body over time, or growing your wealth over time, from the moral point of view of really hustling and working hard. Having friends that you've had since you were like in nursery and school. Building new friends where you go through challenges and that you build money with each other. Traveling the world. Like you're more than likely never going to do that again. Traveling the world, that's an incredible experience. Another one would be learning new skills. Like maybe, probably better would be learning new skills that you never thought you could. Or maybe you were rubbish at piano when you were younger and now you're much better. Or maybe you struggled to learn language when you were young, but now you can. Or maybe you were not picked in every football team of every year or rugby team, and now you play football and rugby and you're really good at it. Right? Or maybe you joined boxing or MMA quite late, like Ngannou, and now you're able to make it. I've got one person in my year who, he did a bit of mixed martial arts, but he wasn't fully committed. He wasn't fully as committed as his brother, but he got into MMA and he was very good at it quickly. I think he had a lot of his confidence from his younger years. And he's now doing MMA, and I think he's had two professional fights and he's won them, or three professional fights rather, and he's won them. And he's in, I'm not sure if he's in the UFC, but I know he's a professional MMA fighter, which is absolutely incredible, right? The odds of anyone being a professional MMA fighter are very slim. So again, only respect to himself. But that's the thing. We often don't realize that how important it is to have long-term goals and how they can really make our life much more magical, in my opinion. And therefore, you know, sacrificing... Also, probably a better way to motivate yourself is if you keep doing the same things that you keep doing now, you're going to get the same result in the next 5 or 10 years. Right? Things don't change unless you change. Right? You are in control of your life. That's the only thing you can ever possibly control. And often, again, we realize this too late. We think that, especially in my years, we think that we're superhuman. And that we've got all the time in our hands. And it understandably feels that way when you're young, but really, our time is actually very, very short. And you shouldn't waste a single minute not thinking that. Because the only person it affects is yourself. In reality, it may seem pretty harsh, but people have their own priorities. They have their own life. They're going to care far more about their life and what they're doing compared to yours. And you need to be wary of that. Because not everyone is in your best interest. Not everyone is going to look out for you. And that may be hard for many. But again, you need to have this fundamental understanding that time is very short and you cannot waste it. You cannot waste a single bit about it. Because when you do, you realize often too late that there's nothing more you can really do. And you really have to work. You really have to catch up when you find out too late. And then I would say another lie is try to look good in front of people. Right, that it's bad to look bad. I understand you want to create a professional representation, especially in work. And, you know, if you're someone at a high position, maybe you're a CEO of a company, or maybe just like a manager, you obviously have to be far more conscientious of your representation of yourself and your professional standards, because people won't take you seriously. And if people won't take you seriously, they won't believe in you. And if they won't believe in you, they won't buy into your products. They won't buy into your services. So you have to seem professional. Even if it's fake, you have to seem professional. But you also have to understand that in the attempt to be successful, you will fail a lot of times. Doesn't matter how intelligent you are, you will fail a lot of the times. And it's often the opportunities that are right in front of you that you don't take, which will often lead you in sorrow, because you'll realize in retrospect that if you just took the opportunity, your life would be literally exponentially different to what it is now. And to not realize that is a very, very scary thought. Okay, so I'll end it there. But those are just six lies and seven lies. And, you know, there's probably many others which you know of yourself and your life. But the point is that the sooner you realize these lies, and just to summarize this for you, all of these come down to thinking too much in the moment and not looking at a long-term perspective. You always, always, always want to think long-term. Because what you want, it isn't from what you are now, otherwise you would already have it. What you want is from the person who you can become, who you will become if you just try a bit harder and are more committed and are more responsible. And when you do become that person, your life will transform. But you have to be willing to take that step. You have to be willing to look stupid. You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to be more responsible and outwork your opponents. And think long term. Once you think this way, you'll start seeing changes, you'll start be happier, and you'll realize that your life is far, far, far better than you could possibly imagine. Right, I'll leave that there. Thank you again for listening. Make sure to press the bell button so that you never miss an episode. I don't want you to miss an episode, and that you learn a lot from this podcast. Okay, and also follow if you're not. All right, thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Take care and bye for now.